Radio friends, I greet you again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I want to speak on who touched me. Who touched me? And we take the text from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, and we skip to chapter 8, verses 40 to 48. Luke 5, verse 12. And it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. Luke chapter 8, verse 40. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians, and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude throng you and press you, and you say, Who touched me? But Jesus said, Somebody touched me. For I perceived power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, she declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Verse 48, And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Father, thank you for another opportunity to hear your word. We pray now, dear Father, that you would cause this word we have read to come alive as we discuss it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I go on, it's interesting to point out in the second scripture we read, the 12 years. 12 years of joy, 12 years of happiness was ending in sorrow. The daughter of Jairus, the woman, 12 years of suffering and pain, 12 years of sorrow is about to end in joy and happiness. I want you to bear that in mind as we go on now, and to remember that circumstances may come and circumstances may change. If things are not going well with you now, somebody said, don't worry about it, it will change. If things are going well for you now, don't worry about it, it will change. Let me go on to the message, Who touched me? One woman, Gretchen Malik, in an article she wrote some years ago, The Healing Power of Touch, said, and I'm going to quote a little extensively, because she has some interesting things to say. In The Healing Power of Touch, this woman said, and I quote, touching can make your immune system stronger and your mood lighter. The more touches you give or receive, notice that is not just receiving touches, but you also giving touches. The more touches you give or receive, the better you feel. Touching is a necessity for a healthy life. When we touch, be it a gentle pat, hug, or massage, we receive various benefits. A half-hour massage can boost your immune system and lessen stress, making you feel calmer, happier. She goes on to say, touching is an easy way to add comfort to your life. And all women appreciate touches because our skin, women, is more sensitive than a man's. Since we experience a higher level of stress and lower levels of the chemicals that combat stress, Our benefit of physical touch is very appreciated. Husbands, do you hear that? The effects of touch are less obvious, but very powerful and necessary. Let me conclude what she said with this. She goes on to say, our need for human contact is necessary. Babies who are not touched fail to grow normally. Children who are not lovingly touched often grow up to become more physically violent. Parents, listen. Let me say it again. Children who are not lovingly touched often grow up to become more physically violent. And that's a shame, because our society, talking of American society, she's an American, is starting to become, and she quoted, a hands to ourselves environment. But it's not so in our own environment. Why don't we touch more often? We are familiar with the song, shackled by a heavy burden beneath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. This was a song that was written by Bill Gaither long ago, in 1963. This song is based on what we know of Jesus and his compassionate touch. The touch of Jesus meant different things to different people. Let me mention some of them. His touch was a cleansing touch to the leper. Luke 5, 12 and 13, where we read, and it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 13, Luke 5. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Was it necessary for Jesus to touch him for him to be healed? No. But he touched him nevertheless, because there is something in a touch. The Bible said immediately the leprosy left him. So a cleansing touch to the leper. His touch was also an illuminating touch to the blind. Matthew chapter 9, 28 and 29. And when he had come into the house, Matthew 9, 28 and 29, when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. An illuminating touch to the blind. His touch gave sight to the blind. That's what I mean. Thirdly, his touch was a reassuring touch to the fearful. Matthew chapter 17, on the Mount of Transfiguration, verses 6 and 7. Matthew 17, 6 and 7. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. A reassuring touch to those who were fearful. His touch was a liberating touch to the deaf and dumb. In Mark 7, verse 31, Mark 7, 31, again departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears and his part, and touched his tongue. Verse 34, then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. A liberating touch, a delivering touch to the deaf and dumb. And finally, the touch of Jesus Christ was a healing touch to the sick in body and mind. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. Matthew 8, 14 and 15. Now, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him. A healing touch. But you would say to me, isn't the title of your message, Who Touched Me? We find in the scriptures that it is not only the touch of Jesus that can produce a change and make a difference. It is not only the touch of Jesus Christ that can produce a change and make a difference in a person's life. Your touch of Jesus also can. When we come back next time, we'll go straight into the story of the woman with the issue of blood that made Jesus ask the question, Who touched me? May you touch the Lord today by faith, and you receive healing, soundness of soul, spirit, body. In Jesus' name, Amen.